Hi there, I'm in Hartford, Connecticut at the Nassau Re Incubator. And who am I speaking with?
This is Gilberto Spencer. I'm the head of product and one of the co-founders at ClaimSpace.
Gilberto of ClaimSpace, can you spend a couple minutes and tell me what is ClaimSpace?
Well, ClaimSpace, it's a communication platform. Mm-hmm. We're changing the way that insurance companies communicate with their customers during the claim process. If we think about claims, nothing has really changed in the past 20 or 30 years.
Or maybe longer.
Longer. I think the biggest innovation that has happened, like really embedded in the claims process, is the email in the 90s. Other than that, not much has changed. So if you need to file a claim today, most likely you will go back 30 years and it'll be a paper-based forms, a lot of phone tagging, even fax machines that you will have to use through the process. So that's exactly what we are here to solve.
What's a fax machine? Just kidding.
No. And it's funny because I didn't know that myself until I started working for insurance companies. So this is how ClaimSpace was born. I used to work for insurance companies myself at the different claims departments, not only insurance companies, but also TPAs. And this is what I was introduced to: fax machines, legacy systems like the blue screens, and they're still using all that.
Yeah. So what lines of business would you help a carrier on the claim side?
We're product agnostic. We don't want to keep fragmenting the claims more and more. Insurance companies, what they use, they usually have a system for a certain product line. And sometimes different system for different part of the product. So I think that's keeping the claims process very fragmented. We started out in looking after medical and disability claims that are more complex, more difficult, claims that involves many, many people, because it's not only the policyholder or the customer. We have an agent, a broker, a financial advisor, employer, reinsurance, so many other people, medical practitioners. So those are the claims that we are more focused on. We are doing PNC. Those are high volume, like simpler, faster claims for us.
But you can do life, casualty, workers' comp, like pretty much the whole thing?
Yes.
Okay.
The way it works, ClaimSpace, at its core, it's workflow, software with some key differentiators there. So it helps you to get involve everybody else in the process. We gather a lot of metrics and analytics when it comes to customer behavior, customer sentiment. So as it is workflow, sort of the way the platform works and things, it's totally agnostic. And outside claims, we're also servicing other business areas. So we're also servicing complaints through the platform. We're also servicing like other external reviews that insurance companies need to go through. So we're expanding also outside claims, I'll say.
Oh, fantastic. So a communications platform.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. So your product essentially is your customers are the insurance carriers.
Yeah, and they offer it to the customers and any other provider, third party, stakeholder in the cost.
Okay.
So you think about it, the new, just to put it into perspective, the new claim experience, if your insurance company is using ClaimSpace, there's no more phone tagging, no more waiting on hold, call centers, or explaining the same story to 10 people. They will give you access to your personalized workspace. In there, you will be able to see audio files explaining the process. You will see in real time everything that happens. And you will be able to, on any browser, on any device, there's no need to download anything. So it's responsive, and you will be able to upload video, any file, any audio there, complete your digital claim forms, and communicate directly with your claim specialist. So it's about building rapport, it's about supporting customers through the process. Because what happens is, like, we buy insurance and we don't really understand what we bought. And when you make a claim is where all the rules are laid out to you. And they sort of bomb it to you over the phone, like exclusions, requirements, conditions, periods, and like it's too much information to process over the phone. Or if they send you like 10 PDFs, like a claim kit, which is very outdated, very traditional, you will not understand the process really well, and you're most likely to send incomplete information or wrong information that will ultimately delay a claim.
I heard a story from a woman last week that her house burned down during the wildfires in California, and the insurance company forced her to create an inventory of all of her contents, even though it was gone. Wow. So as you're describing that, all I keep thinking about is that should be the use case for every claims piece of technology. Like, you have to assume that this person has almost nothing that they can get access to. It has to be as simple as possible for them to be able to file and move their claim forward. Because if you told them, you need to like sit down and fill out a bunch of PDF forms, they may not have access to a computer. Yeah. You know, they may have access to very few things. So you have to have a system in place that makes it easier for them. If you make it easy for them, then it's easy for everybody.
And as you said, we are creating it's meeting customers where they are. Customers are already ready for this to be digital. We need to cut up with that. And it's about giving options to customer service in the way that they want to be serviced. I'm very, very passionate about solving this problem, because when I was handling claims myself, or when I have teams of claims myself, there's so many people claiming for depression, for anxiety, all these sort of claims, and these people will not speak to you over the phone. It's so hard for them to hold a conversation. It's very confronting for them. So how are we gonna service those people? I mean, it's just about giving options, giving different ways of servicing the claim.
Options are empathetic.
Yeah, exactly.
When during the claims process, you know, to help them out. What would you say is a differentiator? I'm not like fluent in the space. There could be claim space. You could have competitors that are doing the same thing. What would you say is the key differentiators for claim space, where, you know, anyone that's on the carrier side that's listening to this should reach out to you?
So the first thing is we're product agnostic, as already mentioned. Another big differentiator is that we are really a communication, collaboration, engagement platform. So we will not say, we will automate 100% of a claim, not touch points, because we're focusing on claims that are very complex. You will still need a human interaction, but it's about making those interactions very effective. We are also giving a lot, insurance companies are sitting on a lot of information, but they don't get that information, because it's either they just mentioned we either have a complaint or don't have a complaint. But there's so much to learn from customers. What do they like? What works? What doesn't work? How much are they spending on certain part of the claim process? If it's the staff, the department, the product, what works, what doesn't work. So there's a lot of information that we can gather from all these metrics. Yeah. And another differentiator for us is we want to provide a platform that can evolve with customer needs. So regardless, new products, new segments that they might be servicing in the future, this is technology that they can control. Because what we really want to do is for them to leverage on the tribe knowledge. So the people in operation, the people at claims, at the call centers, the people facing and talking to the customers, they are actually the ones who know what works best for mm-hmm. their customers. But the reality is, like, so many people in claims department are full of good ideas, when you work there, you don't have the right tools to service your customers. And if you want to say, oh, why don't we do this way or the way, the systems that they use are so inflexible, and they will never be able to make a change. So with ClaimSpace, it's configurable, it's modular, and it's like a canvas for them to plug and play what that perfect claim experience will be like. I want here to send a text message. I want them to watch a video, send reminders, you build SLAs, all the regulatory compliance. And later on, if your team found out a better way to do something, you don't have to outsource it back to us. Mm-hmm. They can do it in real time, and they can see how customers react to that. So that's what's it's very, very exciting.
Yeah. Where are you based out of?
We're based in Sydney.
Sydney,
Australia. So we're an Australian company. We came to Hartford the beginning of this year. So this year we're very focused in the US market. So far we have customers in Germany and Australia. We're getting close to sign a customer in South Africa, but very focused in the US as well. Like this year we spent quite some time in Hartford. We went through Hartford InsurTech Hub. After that is that we are taking part into the Nasari Accelerator. And at the moment, we're also based in Minneapolis. So we're taking part in another InsurTech program called OnRamp, mm-hmm. Run by Generator. So we got investment from Allianz Life and Secure and Financial. We're very excited about that as well. And
you should be. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And yeah, we really want to make either Hartford or US base, probably. This definitely.
You know, there are other cities besides Hartford.
Yeah. But I think it's been great. There's a lot of people who's very experienced in insurance. And here, everybody knows insurance. You go to the pub and everybody knows someone who works in insurance, or their family work in insurance.
Have you spent the winter here?
Yeah.
And you're still going to stay?
Probably. It wasn't that bad because we live across the street from the office. So that wasn't that bad. We actually arrived at the end of January here. It was really, really cold. It was very novel for me.
Yeah,
that's different. It's been good. I mean, we already went through that, so I think we're saved.
Awesome. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay. Back at the Nassau Re Incubator, and I'm talking to two of my favorite people, Bobby Srivastav. I'm so bad with names, trying to get it off my Italian tongue. So Bobby S and Brent W, my man crush. We're gonna put this on video, and instead of your LinkedIn photo, we're gonna have the photo of me kissing you and just having this talk. But one of my favorite insurtech companies, Ben Akiva. So nice to see you guys in Hartford, Connecticut, very far away from home.
Yeah.
So I think my audience probably knows a lot about both of you and about Ben Akiva. So let's do a really quick elevator pitch. What is Ben Akiva? And then give me an update on where you guys are.
Yeah. So Ben Akiva, we digitize the entire claims process from end to end, from the start of a claim intake process all the way to the payment of the claim. And everything and anything in between, correspondence, statements, workflows, rules, interest, everything. And, you know, our mission from day one was to bridge the gap between policyholders, beneficiaries, and carriers. And today, we've stayed true to that mission. A little update on Ben Akiva. We went from one carrier to three carriers, which in less than 9 months, that's a pretty good accomplishment.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
A technical question on just as a startup, how much strain did that put on your company?
Oh, we grew from 3 employees to 24 employees?
24?
Yeah.
That's more than when we talked in Des Moines.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're growing pretty rapidly. You know, we have 4 different offices. So it's been a whirlwind. But what we do is, you know, from a strategic standpoint, we see the type of traction that we're getting as part of our sales process, and then we ramp up in parallel. So that when that time comes where a carrier says, yep, we're ready to move forward, we've already got our staff onboarded and ready to go.
Yeah.
So I think it's an important piece to, you know, not be undisciplined about your finances and things like that, but also be cognizant of, you know, if you believe the sales process is going in a direction where you need to hire people, you know, let's get those people on and get them trained up sooner rather than later.
Yeah. So that's a conflict I think a lot of startups have, is they wait to sign the contract.
Yes.
And then they start hiring the people, and
then it just puts a bad taste in the start of the implementation.
Yeah.
Which is not what anybody wants.
Yeah, you can't stumble out of the gates on that.
Yeah.
So what does it take to get a carrier on board from your perspective? What are some of the hires that have to take place in order to get the onboarding of the solution done appropriately?
So from a Benny Kiva perspective, everything that we do is configured. So when we sign the paperwork for implementation, we have two configuration folks. One, so we're working pretty much 24/7. So we have a resource in US and we have a resource overseas that have been trained, and they do nothing but configure the system based on what the carrier rules, the nuances are. So if, for example, state interest, where we were in a problem, this is such a recent experience because we configured all of the interest rules, and then our carrier went from giving an extra day of interest to 2 extra days of interest. So for us, that literally took us 30 minutes because all it is changing one number in all of our configuration rules. But to test that with the carrier, it's taking them longer to test that we've got this right versus us making the rule change. So that's the 2 staff that we have. And then we have a project manager or an implementation manager that oversees the engagement. So that's kind of like our team setup on mm-hmm. Benny Kiva side. And then we work with our carriers who have a project manager, any dev integration resources. Those resources on our side sit in a different umbrella under our CTO. So once they're ready to integrate, we have resources that can integrate as well.
I think it's one of those scenarios where, you know, carriers are so used to technology companies coming in, and, you know, a technology company will say, we need to quote unquote configure our technology for you. Well, what every CTO and CIO is going to make the assumption is that means they need to code it. They need to do hard coding for us. And that is not the case with Benny Kiva. We did enough research on the front end to know that our system is truly configurable. We just need your use cases and your rules. We'll configure the system to that, deliver it back to you, you test it, and away we go.
Yep.
We don't need to engage IT one bit during that process. You know, because we learned based on the research that we did early on is the IT staff is a hot commodity in these carriers. You know, they're busy maintaining day-to-day processes, maintaining old legacy systems, and, you know, maintenance fixes, upgrades, those types of things. So, you know, something like this interest rule, you know, our carrier literally told us they couldn't believe that we got that changed all 50 states, turned it back around for testing in 30 minutes. She said that would have been a 3-month process. I would have had to create a ticket for IT. It would have had to go through IT's, you know, organizational process of where it fits in the overall map.
Yeah.
And then I'd get an estimate of, you know, we'll have the solution ready for you in 3 months. For us, it's literally 30 minutes, and you can go in and retest. So part of the thing that we did was, based back on that research, was we found that a lot of admin systems simply don't do the claims calculations on the payment calculations. They're great at doing the investment calculations and the policy admin calculations. But if you look at most carriers, they've got a separate interest calculation, whether it's state, product, internal interest calculations, that the admin system functionality does not take care mm-hmm. of. So what we did was said we need to have that calculation functionality built inside the Benny Kiva system to eliminate all of those manual workaround processes.
Yeah, I mean, we most of our carriers during the claim payout, they're in Excel spreadsheets. We've heard calculator with tape.
Yes.
Because from a claim packet perspective, you have to show proof. So we have such empathy for our claim staff folks, because in order to service this claim correctly, and meet the regulation needs, they're doing all of these manual workarounds. So I saw an Excel workbook that is it's filled with formulas for each one of the state rules. Some just do like regular Excel calculations, but it's so manual. And this is during payout.
Yes.
Our claim staff has to go through this ringer to just do this basic calculation that our system can identify the state, can give it to them so easily within a platform. And they don't even have to print screen it, tape it to a claim packet.
Shows the advantage of outsourcing certain workflow processes, where if you know there's going to be a heavy technical component and you're have the legacy systems, the bureaucracy that's sitting behind it, it's just easier to outsource it. It'll be less expensive, and time-wise, it's a lot faster to have something like that.
Yeah.
And less headaches.
Yeah.
We were literally talking to one carrier, and they were looking at doing an internal solution for a long-term care hybrid product. And we said, you know, we have that in our system. So they were talking about doing this $2 million budget to build a claim process just for this one product. And we all know that $2 million budget would be four or six. And you most likely won't get the solution you want, right? So you got, you know, anywhere from $2 to $6 million in this claim solution that's a Band-Aid, and it's only for one product line.
Can't even use the data. You just, so once again, it's another system the claim staff has to look at.
Yeah. Amazing. What other updates does Benekiva have?
Yeah. So we've been, as part of that process of working with the multiple carriers, we're extending our use cases within the platform. For example, our second carrier, we delivered the proof of concept to them. They decided to implement Benekiva, and they came back to us and said, you know, we believe this platform can be configured to process these other types of claims. And originally we were going to go in and just do life and annuity claims. And then they said, but we believe it can process these other claims. And we said, yeah, we believe the system can too. We just need the rules and configure the system, and then we'll give it back to you and test it. As long as it meets your needs, great. We move on. So we asked the question, you know, how many claims are we talking, you know? And originally we were scheduled to process anywhere from 40 to 50,000 claims a year for them. When you add this other product in, it ends up being about 4.2 million claims a year. So pretty exciting update for us. You know, we've configured other use cases. Bobby can talk about some of the other use cases we've configured.
So we have long-term care. Mm-hmm. We have done a disability product with, tell us the number of riders that disability product has, we can configure that. MedSup is something we understand the file formats, and we believe we can configure Benekiva to handle those use cases. Right now we're looking heavily into cancer products, and we believe to have a use case in like the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
So that's where like the advantage of having someone like Benekiva provides the scalable solution.
Yes.
Because to go from 50,000 claims to over 4 million claims, if you don't have the tech in place, that's a burden.
Yes.
Yeah.
For any company that does not have the tech set up correctly.
Yeah, and then we haven't even talked about the customer experience portion.
Yeah.
You know, you take the customer experience where, you know, you're trying, the carrier is trying to get to this seamless, you know, one carrier process. You know, we are one carrier, as opposed to these siloed entities where you've got annuities has a separate claim process, life has a separate claim process, disability has a separate claim process. So when you look at that from a customer experience perspective, you know, some of those claims, a life claim is relatively simple. We talked about this on your podcast that, you know, there are some carriers that could make the argument of, well, you know, why do we really care so much? Our policyholder has passed away, right? But what we've proven throughout this process is, Yes, that's true. The policyholder has passed away, but you have an opportunity to turn the beneficiary into a policyholder as well, if you do things correctly. But when you look at other types of claim processes, for example, the one Bobby spoke of the long-term care, think about that for a second. You know, here's a policyholder that is going through your claims process. You know,
they, actively.
Yeah. If you don't give them a good claims process, they'll go find someone else. Take it a step further, and we configure our system for group policies as well. What's interesting about a group policy, even on the life side, you know, if you send a beneficiary through a terrible claim process, who are they complaining to? They're complaining to the employer, right? Who has the group policy that maybe two thousands of employees are on.
Yeah.
They're going to turn around and go back to the carrier and say, you don't have a good claims process. We're moving our group business from ABC carrier to XYZ carrier.
Which could also take like the 401k.
Absolutely.
Then it opens up the kimono. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. The MedSup, is that the type of claim where if that's not handled correctly, it could turn into litigation?
Well, any claim could turn into litigation, but yes, there are a lot of intricacies with that product.
Like if you take care of someone quickly in a compassionate way, they'd be less likely to hold a grudge. If
a lot of what's interesting is from the use cases we've seen, a lot of the MedSup claims can be automated. You know, yeah. So our platform our carriers can configure our Benikiva platform to process those claims automatically, mm-hmm. to where once it meets the threshold, that's where the rules engine of Benikiva kicks in. Once it meets all those requirements, it just automatically pays. Now your claim staff is only focusing on that, you know, 10 or 20% where we need an actual human being to look at this case.
Yeah.
But for all of those normal cases, then just have the system automatically pay those.
Yeah. How have you found the incubation process here at NASRE?
It's been great. So this is our first visit. We have been in Hartford last. We were here last year, so we know some of the players. So we have been asked to come join this incubator, and for us, we see this as another marketing vehicle and another opportunity to have a good reach in the East Coast. So most of our clients are in Midwest.
Yeah.
We would love to have some in the East Coast. I live in North Carolina. I'm just kidding. But
it's amazing, though, like how, to me, Hartford and Des Moines are like the same.
They're very similar, yes.
Des Moines a bigger city, but from a insurance company perspective,
yeah.
the similarities are eerie. In, you know, they could both make claims to be like insurance hub.
Yep.
Of the U.S. based on the number of insurance companies that are actually based in that particular city, and getting both of those nailed down, having business routing through both of those would be such a feather in your cap. So
yes.
That's one of the advantages of being in an incubator is you get a warm introduction to a lot of those companies.
Yes.
So.
And what's been great about NASRE and the Imagine program is all the commitment that we're seeing with the staff. We had the commissioner talk today. They're so committed to growing Connecticut and to make this the insurance capital. So there's a lot of energy, a lot of focus, which is really great. We, as an insurtech, we love that there's so much energy and passion on helping make this
a community.
Community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beyond just, you know, a place where people conduct business. It's actually, you have the infrastructure that's supporting and wanting this to happen. So,
yeah, we literally went through the process of, and I didn't even realize this as part of the program. I knew we were going to get some space to work out of when we came to Connecticut, which is great because now that's something we don't have to worry about. We know that when we come here, we have a place to work in between our meetings and such, which is very important to us. But we didn't realize all of the other ancillary benefits that we get along with that. You know, basically, we're kind of treated, for lack of a better term, we're kind of an extension of their team. You know, we get access to the gym, the cafeteria, the, you know, it's
you walked right
neat.
By me while I was going through security, Bobby.
I wish I could have gotten you in.
You flash your
badge.
You walk, you're like, okay, I'll see you upstairs. And I was like twiddling
sucker.
My thumb. Like, wait a second, that's not fair.
So much of me wanted to grab Nick and be like, okay, I'm taking you, but I had a visitor badge because I'm getting my real badge in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
So. Congratulations, fantastic news on the progress.
Thank you.
I'm sure I'll be in touch and we'll continue the update. But every time I talk to you, it's like a month goes by and like everything's changed. So I'm sure everything's going to dramatically change the next time we talk, but
yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I am back at the Nassau Re Incubator, and who am I speaking with?
I'm Sri Ramaswamy, founder and CEO of Infinilytics. Infinilytics.
Infinity, is that a combination of infinity and analytics?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm not good with words, so I'm not going to say it fast and embarrass myself. I'll do it slow. Infinilytics.
Yes.
Okay. And what does infinity and Linux, I'm going to say both words, do?
Infinilytics provides artificial intelligence-based recommendation engine for claims.
Okay. So can you give me a use case or an example of where your product would be useful?
So think of an insurance company just having received a claim, mm-hmm. and we'll start with the lines that we are more predominantly going after, which is the property and casualty, both commercial and personal lines. So think of an insurance company that has just received an auto accident claim. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of manual work, you know, starts to happen the moment the insurance company gets the claim at the first notice of loss, starting with the first notice of loss. And once they get in, the claims person has to go validate details, collect third-party data, go get the recorded statements, you know, all those things need to happen. If you look at what they're doing, they're effectively combining structured data, unstructured data, third-party data, get all that, get their head around what's going on, is there any misrepresentation, and analyze the claim for any misrepresentation, ask more questions if needed, collect more data if needed, and make a decision of whether I should pay this claim or not. Where Infinilytics comes in is we provide a recommendation engine that starts at the first notice of loss, and it starts to recommend best practices to the claims adjuster on what are the things that are seen in the claim, structured data, unstructured data, documents, emails, PDFs, whatever data we can get access to. We look at all of those things and start to recommend best practices. What are the things that you should be asking? What are some of the suggestions? What are some of the things that we can recommend to the claims adjuster mm-hmm. at that time, so they can either start making decisions or they can go back and ask additional information from the claimant or the insurer or both. Then comes, when they start collecting the data, then comes our other solution within our product suite. Our product suite is called Charlie. It's much easier to say, and Charlie with a double E. And Charlie starts with recommendation best practices, and then Charlie moves on to do fraud detection. And it looks for fraud patterns, and it starts to provide context along with the red flags. For example, it might say claimant is too adamant, or claimant is non-cooperative. And you know, the claims person at that time, the adjuster, not just wants to know what the red flag is or what the issue is, but also wants to know why. That is one of our biggest differentiators, where we start to provide context and the reasoning, or the explanation as we call it, along with these red flags.
Yep.
And once we do that, you know, they can act upon it, they can decide on what to do. The third part is more applicable for, at this time, is more applicable for catastrophic claims. We do litigation prediction for catastrophic claims. So this is the entire suite of Charlie. we start with recommendation best practices, fraud detection or fraud patterns or red flag patterns. And the third one is litigation prediction, that also provides the context of why we are predicting that something will end up in court, and also provide a context which helps the companies mitigate.
Okay. Does it come as a bundled solution, or can companies get one of the three pieces?
They can get any of the three pieces.
Okay. You're a founder?
Yes, I am.
So can you talk about why, what your background was? Like, this is complex stuff. Have you been in insurance? Did you come from the tech side? Explain how the company got started.
Sure. So I have 17 plus years of experience in building data warehouse, business intelligence, advanced analytics solutions prior to starting, and 11 of those 17 has been in the insurance industry. So I started my career, in the insurance side. I started my career with a carrier, with a workers' compensation carrier, where I was, entrusted with moving all of the business intelligence from data from legacy systems to very modern, I won't name the system, but very modern system that they wanted to move to. And you could build a lot of data warehouse on top of this. One of the biggest challenges were, how do you get the data out of the legacy systems? Mm-hmm. And it's not just coming out of one system, it came out of three different systems. So you had to marry all that data, bring it into the new system, and then build a warehouse on top of it. I learned a lot, and I had a lot of gray hairs, in the process, but I successfully did that, and I saved the company over $1 million by coming up with the architecture right way of marrying the data and moving all that over so they can start taking advantage. And after that, I went on to becoming a solutions architect, where I developed two solutions, one for the insurance, one for the underwriting, and the other one for the claims. And both of them were leveraging big data and removing the process inefficiencies. And that's how I landed up, with, hey, there is a platform for bringing advanced analytics to the insurance industry. That's how I started the company. The first 2 years was more consulting, helping companies, get into that path of advanced analytics. And after 2 years into the company, I realized there is a need for the product.
Why claims though? Why did you end up focusing on claims and not some other aspect?
So there were a couple of personal stories. One is my husband went to Trader Joe's. He parked his car, and the car next to him, when he was backing up from the parking lot, there was a car that came in into the spot next to him, and he signed him to leave, that he was not going to open the door, and he signed him to leave. As soon as he was backing up, the guy opened the door. And he had some scratches, my husband's car had some scratches, and they got out of the cars, exchanged information, and the guy told him, the other person told him that, we can probably settle this. He knows of a body shop and he can settle this out. He doesn't have to report it to the insurance. And my husband insisted, no, he has to report it to the insurance. So, that's where it started, but the claim was denied. And when we asked them why, the insurance company, I won't name the company again, but the insurance company clearly did not take into account the story that was told, because that was different from the structured data that he was giving. The car and all those details are fine. But my husband repeatedly told me, hey, this guy said he knows the body shop, he has done this before, so he wants to settle this out. But I insisted that we have to come to the insurance company. So that was one trigger. The second was when I went to a medical provider. I won't name what kind of a provider it is, but...
You're very good at being discreet.
Yes, I want to make sure that...
I would have trouble, but that's good.
This is nothing personal. This is all process-related issues that we are facing today. Got nothing to do with, personally. I'm sure every industry went through this at some point. And then, the innovation happened. So that's why we're here to bring that. So I never received the service, and they ended up charging the insurance company for that service. And I called the insurance company and I told them I never received the service. And the insurance company said, you need to deal with it. For us, we got the claim, we resolved the claim, We have paid the claim, we are done. So I kept thinking to myself, there is advanced analytics today that can leverage a lot of gold mine, a lot of insights from unstructured data. So that's how Infinalytics was born.
So in your second personal case, the insurance company paid a claim they didn't have to?
Yes.
And they didn't care? They wanted you to clean up the mess?
Yes. And the problem was, because I used up the service for that year, I could not claim that again. So I didn't end up getting the service. And I had to wait for a year to get my service because it was, you know, already paid for that year. And
how disappointing.
Well, to me, it was a trigger point that, okay, I need to do something. And I always, the analogy I give people about claims is that this is what Amazon did with Prime. They didn't create a new retail industry. They just created the shipping process that was more efficient, because once I buy the product, I need to get the product on time. Claims is the same thing to me. If you don't have a better claims experience, there is no point of buying insurance.
Yeah. So where are you based out of?
California, Silicon Valley.
So what do you think of Hartford, Connecticut?
There is a lot of insurance experience and expertise and a lot of support. So that's why I'm here.
Okay. Can you talk about the experience through the incubator?
Oh, I love it. There is all kinds of support. Marketing, for startups like me, that is the biggest, the part is, you know, noticeability. Like, you want to get the attention.
Is this the first incubator you've been through?
That's correct. Yes. Okay. Yes.
So they give you marketing. How much advice do you get on a day-to-day basis on, you know, you should tweak this, or I don't think this will work? Is there anyone that's advising you?
At this stage, they're bringing the right people. They're connecting with me with the right people. So I think through those connections, I'm seeing a lot of benefits. It's not directly, because it's more, I guess, life insurance. I'm more specific to PNC. But they are, you know, trying to bring the right people together.
Yeah. So have you been through a winter here?
Not yet.
And you're from California?
Yes.
Do you have warm clothes?
I do. Okay. I've been here in February. I'm not sure if that qualifies.
That qualifies.
Okay, so it wasn't that bad.
Was there snow?
No, I missed the snow that day.
Okay, well, the snow's coming.
Okay.
So you should be prepared. This is a great story. Thank you so much for spending time with me.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Nick.